Ford's Toy Cars. Ford was so happy when the blackbird dropped Bubbles down in the garden.
But where are all the others?
He asked.
What's happened?
We were grabbed by two goblins and stuffed into sacks and taken to the woods. And they're going to eat our tires and goodness knows what else.
Right, show me the way, said Ford, as he picked Bubbles up under his arm.
Follow me,
called the blackbird, and the three of them set off for the woods. Dusk was falling as they sneaked up to the goblin's shack deep in the woods. Ford and Bubbles peered through the grubby polythene window. The greedy goblins had already ripped off all the car's tires and were melting them down and eating them. Ford was furious and he burst right into the shack. A terrific fight followed between Ford and the two goblins, with punching and kicking and shoving and biting and yelling. But Ford was so big that the tumble-down shack suddenly collapsed, and everyone was knocked out by the falling roof and bits of wood and metal. The cage, holding the cars, had been battered and bent during the fight, and they all climbed out. They could see Ford was unconscious and tried to help him.
We must get him to the house, said Minnie decisively. But how?
If we all got under him, we could carry him along, suggested Combi. There's lots of us after all.
Good thinking, said VW.
Gradually, one by one, the cars eased themselves under Ford to form a carpet beneath his limp body.
One, two, three, forward,
shouted Lorry, and the strange procession began to move slowly away from the shack. They had puffed and panted quite a long way when Bubbles suddenly stopped.
Wait a minute, she said. I'm not quite sure which way to go from here.
Don't worry, I'll show you. It was the friendly voice of the blackbird.
Okay, let's go,
yelled Lorry, and they set off again through the woods.
My wheels hurt, complained Dragger.
So do mine.
And mine.
Look, you lot,
barked Lorry.
Just keep moving. What if the goblins wake up?
So all the cars struggled on, but it was a long haul back to the garden. When Ford finally woke up, safe and sound but with a nasty bump on his head, cars all told him what had happened and how they had rescued him. He was very glad to have such friends, and the next day he fixed all of them up with super new tires so they could zoom round the new adventure playground he'd built for them. And the goblins? Well, they were never seen again, not even by the blackbird, who knew every nook and cranny in the woods.